Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
May 2nd, 2006, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, slideshow, showcase. Yeah, say that fast 10 times in a row and see how you sound. Hey, this is show number 30. Do you believe it? Podcast number 30 already. And I tell you, there is so much to talk about. I think there's another 30, 60, 90, 120. I don't know how many more shows we have in us here, but I can tell you that at the rate that photography is evolving right now and the interest that's growing in it, and then just all the basic sort of stuff there is to cover, you know, while we're moving ahead, we still have to learn about, you know, light and composition and all that good stuff. I just see this well being very deep, and we have lots to talk about for a long time. And based on the mail that I've been getting from folks lately, it seems like most of you feel that same way too. So we'll just keep it rolling, but wow, number 30. So, you know, now today we're going to talk about slideshows. And actually, I have to tell you, I've been working on this for a while now, and that May is going to be slideshow month. I know it's not on your calendar. I know if you go to your, you know, May right now and look, you won't see slideshow month anywhere on there. But trust me, for the digital story, for those of you that like to participate in this photography community, this virtual camera club, this is slideshow month. Now, what does that mean? Well, first of all, Let me back up a little bit. Slideshows to me are one of the most interesting ways to present your work to other people. Even back in the days of film and actual physical slides that you put in a projector that went flump, bump, flump, bump, and you would, you know, do your travel log along with it, well done slideshows in those days were actually quite compelling. Now, where slideshows got a bad name in the film days was because people, you know, they would go on a trip, let's say, to Hawaii. We always pick, you know, the trip to Hawaii. And they would be gone for 10 days. And the guy would, you know, say dad would shoot, you know, rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls of film. And then he'd come home. And after he processed the film, he would jam all the shots into a carousel projector and drag his neighbors over. Usually you would lure neighbors over with food or something like that. And then, of course, just sort of mention, hey, come on over. We're going to barbecue tonight. Going to have steaks, potatoes, got lots of cold beer in the ice chest. We can do a slideshow too. And people would come over and you fill them full of food, you fill them full of beer, and then you sit them in a dark room and you show them 300 slides, you know, with a monologue about your trip to Hawaii. Well, no wonder people fell asleep, and no wonder people sort of dreaded this, you know, post-feast, you know, torture. That is a bad slideshow. Now, even then, you could do slideshows properly. First of all, you know, even though it might be tempting, I would advise not getting your audience drunk and full of food before you show them your presentation. Just, you know, sort of a common sense sort of thing there. And then beyond that, instead of showing them 300 slides of Marge and the kids, you know, pick 30 or 40 of your very best slides, put them in some sort of sequence that's interesting, know something about them, right, you know, about those images, and then keep your show to 15 or 20 minutes. You'll be surprised at people's reactions. It'll be much different than, you know, the 300 slide marathon, you know, after on a full belly. Now, digital photography has allowed us to refine this art even more, because now what we can do, we can have the whole thing in the can and ready to go, complete with music, complete with voiceover that we've practiced. You know, if you don't do it right, then you can practice again. You know, complete with transitions, all sorts of good stuff, and also with some training. You know, where there's advice now on how to do this. There's great tools. And as a result, people are sort of understanding that they can create these fabulous presentations that only last a few minutes long. And then they don't even have to drag the neighbors over. They can send it to them or they can post it on their website. And then when you have the neighbors over for a barbecue and for a cooler full of beer, it can be just to have a good time and not to torment them. And I'll tell you, here's what's really interesting. If you do a good job with your presentations and people sort of trust that, you know, they're going to get a quality product, they'll ask you, hey, do you got any shots from, you know, that last trip to Guatemala? I haven't seen anything. Yeah. Did it go okay? Oh, I don't know. I might have a little something on the hard drive. I don't know. You want to see it? Well, yeah. I mean, it's only a couple minutes long. Oh, yeah. Well, then definitely show it to me, right? You know, whereas if you say, well, it's only like, you know, 90 minutes long and it's got lots of shots of the family, then they'll go, oh, well, great. Well, we got to look at it sometime. Slideshows can really be compelling presentations. So what we're going to do this month is I'm going to cover different aspects of slideshow production, including today. We're going to get started. Now, we're still going to do all of our other stuff, too, grab shots, and I'll still be posting, you know, about all the good stuff that's happening in the world of photography right now. So it's not only going to be slideshows, but this is going to be a theme that runs through the month. And because I think that with a little bit of information and a little bit of practice, you can really be making some dynamite stuff. And I tell you, this is stuff that you can put on DVD or CD, whatever you have. But DVD's kind of neat because then you can play it on set-top players. You don't even have to have a computer. You can put this stuff on DVDs and author something that, you know, with a series of your slideshows, you know, done with DVD authoring software. And I tell you, you can have something that really marks, you know, the events in your life, where you are as a photographer. And sometimes it's just, you know, great art. And this is something that was so difficult to do before that it's so easy now. And that's why we're going to get going on it this month. Now, before I jump into today's, you know, rendition of a slideshow etiquette and technique, I want to talk a little bit about the photo assignment from last month, vertical. Wow, what a turnaround. I'll tell you, you might remember in one of the earlier shows, I was going, well, you know, I'm a little concerned because here we are like in the second week of the month of April and hadn't had too many entries yet. And I was sort of guessing that the problem was that people actually had to go out and shoot the shots. They didn't have a lot of stuff in their libraries that they could submit. And I think that's the way it turned out because then about the last 10 days of the month really got some great entries. And you know what? It turned out fabulously. Fabulously. It's just a wonder. I love the gallery for vertical this month. It's posted on the site right now. You can see it. Go check it out. Go take a look at what people have done. And those of you that contributed your shots, I just thank you again. I just love it that you take the time to, first of all, work on your photography for you. And then second of all, while you're doing that, you share it with us so that we can get ideas and see how other people are tackling this work. And it's just a beautiful thing. So I'm very happy with Vertical this month. I think it turned out to be a great photo assignment. And go take a look at it. Also want to mention that grab shots and the stories that go with them are continuing to delight me and I think everyone else. And also keep those rolling in. I think we're all enjoying the whole grab shot thing. And obviously some shots I really love, some shots I like, and then, you know, everything else is sort of in between. But I'm enjoying the whole process, And I'm sitting on some now, and I have some to go, so we're going to keep putting those out there. Now, the one thing, I'm a little behind, as many of you will know, on shipping out the carabiner, custom carabiner key rings, D-ring keychain thingy bobs. And so I'm going to work on that. I want to get a couple more things taken care of for Digital Story. I'm working, there's a lot of slideshow stuff going on this one. After I work through that, then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to send out a whole batch of key rings. So if you haven't gotten yours yet, don't despair. I'll get it to you, and just hang in there. And at any time, whether it's, what's the status of something that I need to send you, or, if you just have a question or whatever, just drop me an email and I'll get back to you. All right. So there's the business for today. Let's get back to slideshows for a second. You may have noticed that I didn't mention what the photo assignment was for May earlier when I was talking about vertical and how great those shots were. That's because I wanted to kind of put it in the context of this, the next part of the show here, which is the photo assignment for May is going to be a slideshow. And actually, it's going to be in conjunction with something that our sponsor, Boinx Software, is doing, B-O-I-N-X. And as you know already from listening to the other shows, or if you've seen the tile on the Digital Story site, they make software called Photo Mágico. And it's a fabulous, fabulous software for making slideshows. So what we're going to do this month is that we're going to have a slideshow showcase. And it'll work something like this. All the official rules will be on the site. The entry, kind of the entry parameters, including a submission form, including tips on making slideshows, and including a discount code so that you can get a copy of Photo Mágico for $10 off, which is really cool too if you use this discount code. Now, you don't need to use that software to become part of the showcase. Although I think that this, if you use the software, you will be able to push the envelope much more, much easier than if you try to kind of hand roll this thing yourself. But there's all sorts of different ways to make slideshows, and I'm going to be posting in those different ways on the site. But the thing that I really want to end up with at the end of May is I want to end up with a showcase of slideshows. I want to pick like 10 of the best that come in and list them on the Digital Story site the same way that we normally do the photo assignments. This will be the photo assignment for May, and then also have a little biography about the person that created the slideshow or the persons, a little bit about the show itself, and really have something that's really fabulous, not only for us to enjoy as photographers, but also to look at and think about in terms of our own slideshow making. Because again, you can have great source material, which is your photographs, but then by working with them in this particular format, the slideshow format, you can really add a lot of value to your images. And if you're trying to make an impression on somebody, let's say that you want people to hire you for weddings, okay, you can show them the prints also. I think that's always a good idea, prints that you have. But I tell you, I do this all the time. If you sit them down and show them a really well put together slideshow that you've made of one wedding or a couple weddings together, turn down the lights a little bit, they are going to think you are the best photographer in the world, and they are going to love you, and they are going to want you to take pictures for their wedding. Everyone can show them prints. Anyone can show them prints. Anyone can show them a web page with shots. People who go to the extra trouble to put together a presentation such as a slideshow and then show that to prospective customers. And it doesn't have to be wedding. It can be anything. It can be architecture. It can be portraits. It can be school soccer shots. It can be just something that you want to do, a local project that you want the city council to approve, anything like that, or just a showcase of you as a photographer, not to mention, you know, your vacation shots and things like that. Putting them into a slideshow with a little bit of music, possibly with a little bit of voiceover, takes them to the next level and suddenly separates you from many of your peers in a good way. I would say elevate you would probably be a better choice. So I want you to have examples of this as you play with it yourself, as you put together your own slideshow, as you submit it to us. At the same time, at the end of the month, I want you to see what other people have done. So then you can take your experience, what you did, and then you can look at what others did. You can think about that a little bit, and then you can go right back to it. Go right back to work and see if you can improve what you've done, see if you can make it better, and see if you can perfect your craft. So now we're not only talking about how to be a good photographer, we're talking about how to be good at presenting your photography. And believe me, this is a huge part of the whole thing. You know, as we grow, as we become better photographers, as we take better source material, we also need to grow this is just my opinion, but I think we also need to grow as in our ability to present our work to other people too. So that includes things such as making better prints, building better web pages, and in this case, building multimedia slideshows that really strike an emotional chord, because that's really what you want in photography. You really want to strike an emotional chord. You want to make an emotional connection with your viewer. And if you have a little bit of music and a well-placed series of images, you can do that. You can do that. The source material has to be good, but then you can elevate it to another level. Now, this is a project that's going to take you a little bit longer than our normal photo assignment. So it'd probably be a good idea not to wait all the way until the 20th of the month to really start thinking about what you want to do. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. This whole process begins with, first of all, you reviewing your work and thinking about, okay, in what series, what body of work do I have where I have anywhere between 20 and, let's say, 80 images that I think are really strong, that I think tell a story? And telling a story is a huge part of this presentation. You can do just a random series of shots. But if you're able to tell a story, if you're able to convey, let's say, an adventure, an exploration, the growth of a child, a project from beginning to end, let's say that if you were building a workbench, moving into a house, redecorating a house, leaving college, leaving for college, you know, on and on and on. If you're able to convey some sort of story with these images, then I think right away you're in a better position to make a good slideshow. And it's just like when you go to the movies. You can have the best acting in the world. You can have the best cinematography in the world. But what people really need in order to make it, you know, a great movie instead of just an okay movie is a good story, an interesting story. And you want that too. So this is the thing that I'd like you to be thinking about right away. You know, what series of shots do you have that will tell the story? Or that you have a lot of the story and then you can just take a few more shots to round it out? Or if you want, if you're going, you know, I don't want to even work with source material that I already have. I just want to do something from scratch. That's okay too. So then think about what story do I want to tell, and then go get your shots. Go shoot your source material. These presentations only have to be between 1 and 4 minutes long. Okay. It's not like you're doing, you know, a mini documentary here. Now, you'll be surprised sometimes how many shots you'll go through in the 2.5 minute presentation, but it's within reach, and it's within reach. The reason why, there's two reasons why I want to keep the length of these slideshows between 1 and 4 minutes. One is because I think the short presentations are interesting. I think they really, it's like poetry in the sense that because they're not too long, then the artist is forced to really only put the best stuff in and to be very concise in his or her storytelling. The second is they're just easier to download, right? I mean, it's much more difficult to download a 20-minute movie than it is a 2-minute movie. So there's that sort of physical part of it too. But I really want to work on the 1 to 4 minute presentation, and that's what I'd like you to start thinking about. So ideally, as you sort of map out this month, what you want to do this week is decide what you're going to do your show about, how much of the source material do you have already, and then how much do you need to go shoot and make your plans to do that. If you get through that part of it this week, I'll tell you, you'll be in great shape. Next, don't limit yourself in terms of the subject that you address. It can be anything. It can be anything. It can be a really mundane thing, such as how to make scrambled eggs. I'll tell you, something like that actually has odds of being really good because, first of all, the scope of the subject is narrow enough so that you can cover it in a couple minutes. Whereas if you wanted to do a slideshow on an event, let's say the presidential elections of 2000, that's such a big thing. It's going to be very hard to whittle it down to a 2 or 3 minute presentation. So sometimes mundane things around the house, you know, how to pot a plant, how to make breakfast, how to hang a picture. I think you're starting to get it here. It doesn't have to be, you know, this wild, grandiose thing. It can be something very simple. And sometimes the very simple things are the best things in terms of these presentations. The other thing is, if you add voiceover, and you don't have to, by the way, you know, the slideshow can be just images, okay, or it can be images with a music track, and we're going to talk more about those particulars in future shows, or it can be images with music and voiceover, or just voiceover. So you have all sorts of options here, and if you decide to go the voiceover route, then I found that sometimes having something such as how to make breakfast, which is a relatively simple subject, it leaves you a little bit more room in the voiceover to have fun. Whereas if you have all this information to convey, you know, you end up going and sometimes get a little too, you know, intense. So think about that part of it too. Leave yourself, if you're thinking about doing a voiceover track, leave yourself a little bit of room to have fun. Okay. Once you've decided what you're going to do your show on, then it's time to think a little bit about the tools that you're going to use. And that would be nice to sort of get to that point this week also. As I mentioned, there's no one else in this room here, believe me. It's just me. Just me and the microphone. As I mentioned earlier, I think Photo Mágico is a great tool, and it'll be what I'm going to be using to make my slideshow. And yes, I'm going to make one too for this. So if I make one, you have to make one, although you don't have to use Photo Mágico. But that's one great tool, and that's for the Mac platform. Another really good tool, I think, an easy tool that probably most of you have is iPhoto. And especially iPhoto 5 and iPhoto 6 have a lot of really good slideshow making tools in them, and you can make very, very strong productions with them. So there's another route to go, possibly something you already have. On both platforms, you can use just regular QuickTime Pro. QuickTime Pro is something that I've written a lot about in the past, and I will add it to the tools list in the show notes for this week. So the show notes this week, we'll talk a little bit about concept, and I'm going to start listing out tools for you to think about and choose which one you want. QuickTime Pro obviously works on both Mac and Windows, so there's an option for both sides of the coin. And then on the Windows side, you know, the Microsoft software, there's some really good Microsoft software that I think helps you present good slideshows. And to be honest with you, just about any photo cataloging software these days has a slideshow output. So if you're already using something, you may just want to use that. Or if you want to try something new, especially if you're on the Mac platform, you can definitely give Photo Mágico a spin. So you have lots of options, and I will list stuff on both sides, both the Mac and the Windows side, in the show notes. So make sure you check the show notes this week. You know, a lot of times there's stuff there that's nice to know, but you don't really need to know it. Just sort of augments the podcast. But I think this week you really want to go over there and take a look at them, because I'm going to have resources for you to help you get your tools together, and have a little bit of I'll try to list a couple background articles so that you can maybe read up a little bit if you want about making slideshows. And of course there will be the rules, the entry rules for this slideshow showcase will be there also, and the submission form and all that good stuff. So the show notes are going to be pretty darn important this week, and you want to make sure you go over there. Okay, so that's how we're going to get started. I'm just going to recap now just for a second before I sign off, and then I'm going to let you get to work. So the photo assignment for May, first of all, is going to be slideshows. And it's going to also be tied into this slideshow showcase that we're doing, which is sponsored by Boink Software and the makers of Photo Mágico. And you don't have to use their software to enter your slideshow in the showcase at all. I want to end up with as many slideshows as we can get, and I want to feature 10 of them in the showcase with biographies of the makers. And of course, then everyone will be able to download the slideshows. And then we're even going to take it a step further, and we're going to do a press release for the winners that will include links to their shows, that will include their bio, and that will include a link to their website. So if you make something really hot and you're in the showcase and you're an aspiring photographer, this will be a very nice way to get your name out there. The press release there's going to be the initial press release that announces it, and then there'll be the press release that announces the winners at the end of the showcase. The finalists, I should say, not so much winners. And this is going to go out everywhere on the web. This is going to go out to all the major news sources. So this is a big deal. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a great time with it. And so this week, you want to really get your idea down, and you want to start thinking about your tools, and then keep an eye on the Digital Story site, because I'm going to be publishing links and background stories and tips and tools, and actually over the course of the month, just walk you through the whole process for making a great slideshow. And what I hope we come out with at the end of all of this is that all of us are really, really good at making slideshows. And then if you think about that, and if you think about what that means to you as a photographer, you suddenly have this new skill to take your images and present something really hot with it. That's pretty exciting. The last thing I want to mention, and it's sort of a silly thing, but it's something that I like a lot, is that also now you can start working on something. And these things make really good holiday gifts, to be able to burn DVDs and do a little bit of artwork with them that maybe have two or three or four really nice presentations that you authored on them. Really, really good gifts at the holidays. Just something to think about. You don't want to start working on that, you know, on December 3rd. You want to start working on that stuff now. All right. So I hope I've piqued your curiosity a little bit. I hope I've gotten you a little bit excited about this. I'm totally excited about this. And I look forward on working with you on this project this month. Remember, May is slideshow month. And we're going to have a great time. And at the end of the month, we're going to feel really good about what we've done. All right. More to come. Go to those show notes. Make sure you check out Vertical from last month's photo assignment and get those ideas and tools together, and then we're going to move forward. Talk to you next week.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.